Do you, Chris, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? Do you promise to barrage her with obscure facts concerning comics, movies, TV shows, and toys?
I do.
And Cindy, do you take this man-child to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Welcome to episode 96 of Supermates, Husband and Wife Geekcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Cindy.
And this is our daughter.
Hello, Danny.
And this is an old school episode of Supermates. This is the kind of show we used to do years ago when we did Supermates regularly before the House of Frankenstein, or the House of Frankenstein, kind of took over the permanent Supermates spot when we did Supermates. We're going to talk about WandaVision.
Yes.
That is a show that we all have enjoyed. We just watched the finale today. This is the day, the Friday, the finale dropped. Hopefully this show is going to drop on the following Monday. And we have really got into this show. We really got invested. Of course, living in COVID times, it's wonderful to have a TV show to get into.
Even though they watched it without me at lunch.
The reason we did this is because the other member of our family who isn't here, our son Andrew, who I tried to rope into this, but it's Friday night, so of course he's out. He would have watched it without us, and I know how he is. He kept his mouth shut. We can keep our mouths shut. So that's why Danny and I made sure we watched it when he did at lunch.
I know, but I knew you guys were watching it at lunch, and I had to wait till 7:30 when I got home.
I'm sorry, but we didn't say anything to you.
I know,
We didn't spoil anything.
I know, but I'm just like, I was a little bitter.
And speaking of which, there will be spoilers. So if you have not seen WandaVision, or if you haven't seen the finale or the last couple of episodes, don't listen to this. I'm not going to give you, because I know how we are. I'm not going to say, oh, start listening at this. We're going to end up spoiling it. So if you haven't seen it, then don't listen to this until after you do, and then please listen to it. So overall, what did you guys think of WandaVision?
Oh, I cried. It was so sad. I mean, it was so good. I mean, it showed the growth. It really was, you know, the whole steps of grief, you know, just anger and bargaining and acceptance and, you know, all of the different steps of it.
Right. What did you think, Danny?
I like the visual effects.
Okay. Did you like any other part of it?
I mean, yes, of course, but Marvel's really good at CGI, so.
Okay.
And I mean, the visual effects, you know, think about it. This is a TV, quote-unquote, budget,
Right. And the thing I really liked about this series from the get-go was, the first couple episodes took some dings. I mean, well, they put the first two episodes out at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was smart because I think if they hadn't,
they'd have lost people.
They'd have lost people because they already lost some people. And then they immediately, once like episode 3 or 4 rolled around, they were going back to watch them.
Right.
But to me, all the trailers and everything, there was so much footage of them from different sitcom eras.
Yes.
So this whole sitcom conceit was a good chunk of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was baked in the trailer. So I'm not trying to, if you guys didn't, I don't want to say like, well, duh, how could you not know that? But I am kind of saying, duh, how could you not know that? So not to insult anybody. But so I knew that like, this is how it starts out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then it's going to, you know, then we're going to get into the Marvel, more the MCU type stuff going on. This is Marvel's first Disney Plus series or first streaming series. The fact that they took such a risk, You know, and I mean, at the end of the story, I mean, they didn't whitewash what she did.
No.
I mean, she, you know, they explained that she was not in her right mind when she did it. She didn't even realize what she was doing up to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But then she kept it going.
Yeah.
You know, so the minute she realized it, which there's some, you know, you can kind of.
There's ambiguity there.
When she realized it, and we've been watching Screen Crush a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Airy on there theorized that today in the video we watched, that the moment that she knocked Monica out, Monica basically woke her out of it by talking about Pietro and Ultron.
Right.
That was, you know, that was when she realized. So after that point, she.
Was that episode 5?
Wasn't that episode 4 when they showed what she. I'm getting the episode numbers all mixed up.
I know. It's either 4 or 5.
I think it was episode. Yeah, I think so. Because that was the episode where they showed what all had happened. I mean, you saw her ask her that, and then they showed her getting ejected, and I think that was the end of episode 3. But then they came back and showed how that all happened, you know.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, you know, there were all these crazy theories about, you know, that was part of the fun of it, was trying to figure out what's going on. Like, you know, what's the deal with the beekeeper?
Right.
Does this involve AIM? Is Mephisto involved? Is, you know, and some of the out there stuff was like, are the Kree involved and all this stuff, you know, and it's, a lot of people were thinking Mephisto was, and it was going to be involved, and Hayward was going to be, Mephisto,
he's just an asshole.
Yeah, he's just an asshole. And it was really Agatha all along. But one question I do have, just like before, I don't want to forget it, because there's no script here, guys. We're literally just rambling. After having watched it the second time with Cindy, me and Danny are, we saw in the previous episode when Agatha was, you know, basically trying to figure out how Wanda did all this and was taking her back through her history,
mm-hmm.
that she, when she went to the S.W.O.R.D. headquarters and saw Vision all dissected,
mm-hmm.
She found an envelope on her in her seat of her car that showed Westview and a heart that said, you know, with V, signed V, like Vision had selected this place for them.
Right.
So was that Agatha that did that, that dropped that in there?
It was either Agatha or Haywood.
But see, I don't think Haywood could, why would, you know, would Agatha know that she would do something like that? That's the part that they didn't quite explain that. And if you guys know, leave the comments and maybe we're missing it. But I haven't heard anybody really explain that yet. Who left that, you know, envelope? And, you know, how did they know that she would do what she did exactly? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. Who knew?
See, I wonder, I mean, I don't think so, but it just seems like everything kind of dovetails together. I wonder if there's not some connection somewhere between Agatha and Haywood, like maybe she put a compulsion on him.
Or, I mean, this is another theory. Was it Wanda that did it herself? Because she, you know, basically was having, she was basically going through a psychotic break.
Right.
And she kind of had split personality going on anyway. Like there was basically two of her.
Mm-hmm.
So did she write herself that card to the impetus to go to that town and make that world? I mean,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I honestly buy that more before I buy the rest, because how would the other people know what she was going to do? Mm-hmm. How would Agatha? And Agatha was it, but Agatha was in that town though, so maybe she just wanted her to come to that town, you know. And but she didn't know about her sitcom thing until she got inside her mind in the last episode. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're sitting here now. We're asking more questions.
What do you think,
Danny? She's just looking at us. This is an audio medium. You got to speak up.
I know. You just both looked at me at once and stared at me.
Yeah, so.
What I want to know is at the end, now, granted, there are two end credit scenes.
There's okay? a mid-credit scene and an end credit scene.
But what I want to know is if you notice when she is astral projecting and she's looking and stuff, she hears the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, you know, where did the kids go to when they were, you know, taken away by the...
When the hex went away.
Yeah, when the hex went away.
I mean, it definitely seems like there's some version of the kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she said, you know, thank you for choosing me as your mother.
Right.
So what did that mean? I mean, like, were they some other kind of souls that
that's
she...
That's what I want to know, that maybe, you know, where she is a Scarlet Witch and it's chaos magic, were there, you know, sentient souls that saw what was going on and put their foot in it as her kids?
Yeah,
you know?
Or she drew from, without even knowing it, some kind of well of lost souls, basically.
Yeah.
And so the kids are still out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the kids, obviously, in the comics, you know, I mean, this follows the track with the comics. They're real, then they're not real.
Yeah.
But then later they come back as young Avengers, Wiccan and Speed. So, and everybody's, you know, now Marvel's never said we're doing young Avengers. But, I mean, they're doing Ms. Marvel. They're doing a, you know, Kamala Khan. They're doing a Disney Plus series.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they're doing the Kate Bishop character in Hawkeye. So they are kind of, and they've already introduced Scott Lang's daughter. So they are kind of building that young Avengers, although... Marvel, I don't think Kevin Feige's ever said, yep, we're doing Young Avengers. That's a movie like, you know, 5 years from now. I don't think he's ever said that.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of speculation. But most people think that's where they're heading. But of course, Wanda is set up to be in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting because she's got the Darkhold. This movie's directed by Sam Raimi, who directed the Evil Dead movies. The Necronomicon, and the Darkhold's pretty much the Necronomicon of the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. although there might be a Necronomicon in it too, but essentially the same thing. So that's kind of interesting. And I mean, you got to wonder, you know, I mean, we'll get into more earlier stuff, but since we just watched the finale, we're talking about it more right now. But you got to wonder, is Wanda going to be the villain of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, or is she going to be... You know, is she going to be an ally, a villain, a little bit in between?
Right. And then, you know, she set it up to where Agatha is in Westview. She can go back to her. She's like, well, I know where I can find you.
Right.
You know.
And I mean, is she going to be able to just pluck the information she needs out of her without awakening her again? Or that's a potential, you know, villain to come back
mm-hmm.
as well. And, plus we've got... You know, Doctor Strange has already got one, you know, Mordo out there that's wanting to, you know, I mean, here's another huge magic player loose, and Mordo's wanting to take out all the potential Sorcerer Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to come after Wanda? You know, you got to think, because, I mean, that's how Doctor Strange ended with him. You know, he's going to go out and wipe these, you know, supremely powerful sorcerers out.
Well, right.
Now they've... I mean, Agatha said, you know, she's more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme.
Here's the other big question. Is the White Vision going to come back? Where did he go? B, is he going to come back?
Well,
what did you think of the White Vision versus the colored one? I mean, do you like the White Vision or do you like the colored vision better?
I mean, his eyes are cool, so... He looks like a coloring book before you color it, and then regular vision or what Wander created, you know, looks like somebody colored it in.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Your brother liked the White Vision better, but I like the colored one better.
Me
but
too.
He did look cool. He did
yeah.
look cool. And I did like that Paul Bettany gave each vision like a distinct, like the look, the White Vision, like, had like a kind of strange snarl
mm-hmm.
like on his lips, almost like a Billy Idol like snarl
right.
on his lips the whole time. And but I like the fact that he wasn't just evil.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally programmed. And I like how Vision basically talked him down. He basically Captain Kirked him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really did. He basically like Landrewed him to shut him down, you know, or Nomad or one of those guys. I mean, I was thinking that watching that, and then Screen Crush had it too. I was like, oh, he's Captain Kirking him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, but, and I thought, you know, okay, Vision, this Vision's going to merge with the corporal, the actual body of the Vision.
Right.
But they didn't do that. You know, he reactivated his memories and then he flew off. But again, why did he fly off? Where'd he go? You know, where's he going to show up next? And I mean, you know, some people thought, okay, when the white vision showed up at the end of the last episode, is this going to be Ultron? You know, which, I mean, you know, because we never did really see what Vision did to Ultron at the end of Age of Ultron. I mean, you assume he destroyed the last
body. Right, but it was off camera.
It was off camera. You just saw a blast. So I don't know, you know, I mean, that's a potential thing. I mean, if there was a little bit of Ultron left in the Vision, is there something of Ultron left in this new Vision, you know? So, you know, of course, the other mid-credit scene was for Monica, who in the comic books was Captain Marvel, became Photon, and I think Spectrum, and she's had several different names.
Okay.
But I really liked her. And I think, Danny, you said you liked her better than Captain Marvel, didn't you?
Yes. She's so full of herself. She's like,
Danny's not a huge fan of Brie Larson's Carol Danvers.
No.
I got to say, though, I mean, you know, and I honestly, I mean, not to, you know, I enjoyed Captain Marvel movie fine, but to me, and I just think she really went with a really, like, almost too understated performance in that film. And it just, I enjoyed Monica's character better. I would have just rather her just take that title of Captain Marvel and be Captain Marvel.
She felt more confident. Like, I don't know, because Captain Marvel is like, I'm confident. I can do everything. I'm going to go kill Thanos. But Monica, you know, she doesn't even know she has powers, and she's trying to, you know, protect the kids and all that. Yeah. So, I mean, she's not full of herself.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. There's a difference between confidence and
arrogance.
Yeah, that's kind of the difference there. Just the way they played it, but it looks like Monica's probably going to be in that Secret Invasion series with Samuel Jackson. That's going to be on a Disney Plus series that, you know, the Skrulls, and although since the Skrulls are good guys in the MCU, or at least the ones we know of right now, I don't know how they're going to play that, because, you know, the whole thing in the comics was the Skrulls, like, literally took over a lot of the superheroes and the characters in the Marvel Universe. So I don't know how that's going to play, but it looks like, you know, she's going up to the upstairs to the satellite.
Yeah. That she's Fury outer spacing it.
That Fury was at the end of Far From Home.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man Far From Home. So, but, you know, going back. Now, you know, I really thought it was, you know, the way that they set this, you know, the whole show, of course, starts out with a sitcom and, you know, and all the different sitcoms they did. And, of course, they did the sitcom stuff, just note perfect. It looked like the Dick Van Dyke Show meets I Love Lucy. It looked like Bewitched. It looked like the Brady Bunch. I mean, and then, of course, they threw in. It looked like Malcolm in the Middle. They threw in, like, when it was Agatha All Along, it was like the Munsters meet the Addams Family. Yeah. And, I mean, that was awesome. I mean, they had so many cool little, you know, and you could just point out, you know, parts of their house that looked like the, you know, the house on Family Ties and the Brady Bunch. And all that was great. And I thought I thought it was clever of them to cast Evan Peters, who played Quicksilver, Peter. Wasn't really Pietro, but Peter in the Fox X-Men movies. I am a little disappointed that he wasn't some version of Pietro. That this wasn't the beginning of the bridge between those movies.
Right, and the fact that he got his speed powers from the necklace from Agatha.
Right, it's that extra meta touch that the show. Like, within the show, stunt casted a character. So it's working on so many meta levels, it's almost like eating its own tail.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, your expectation was for him to be some version of Quicksilver, of Aaron Taylor Johnson's Quicksilver, of Wanda's brother in the MCU. But, he wasn't. He just happened to be, he was Ralph that she kept talking about. Ralph, you know, Agatha or Agnes kept talking about Ralph the whole time. And I thought that was a clever way to do it, although it was disappointing because I really didn't hope he was Quicksilver. But, you know, they pulled one over on everybody, you know. Yeah,
true.
So,
true.
And speaking of which, of course, Paul Bettany had everybody thinking that there was going to be some huge person he never worked before at the end of this.
Yeah, it was himself.
But yeah, I mean, I like the fact that, Darcy and Jimmy Woo got a whole lot to do.
Yes.
And I really liked his character. I hope he gets to show up in something else. Because, I mean, as far as I know, this is it for WandaVision. I mean, they're not planning a season two.
Right.
I mean, obviously, this is going to lead into the films. The bad part is this was supposed to, you know, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness should have already been in the can.
Yeah.
But because of COVID.
Right.
You know, now they're filming it now, but, and, you know, possibly with Bruce Campbell having some kind of role in it. Apparently he's in London and working with an old buddy, he said, or something like that. So who knows who he's playing in that. But, maybe he knows.
Well, she's in the right kind of cabin.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the cabin, and he knows a thing or two about evil books. Mm-hmm. So.
The Nama Nama Nama.
Yeah, I really...
You're not old enough to watch that movie.
No, you can't watch Evil Dead movies yet.
Absolutely not.
No. But, I mean, okay, just going through, like, overall, like, who was your favorite character in the series? Cindy?
I don't know. I mean, as far as the character that you're like, I would say it's the kid that's going to grow up to be Wiccan.
Hmm.
I really like that kid because he's the one that figured out, oh, wait, I've got powers, you know, and he was able to help his dad and, you know, all that stuff. So he seems more in on it.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Monica, because she held herself together when she went through the hex.
Oh, that was a really cool moment.
Powerful.
That was one of the really cool moments of that series. And all the different versions of her were splintering off. And I really liked her story. I mean, we got to see her come back from the snap.
Mm-hmm.
And you really felt for her because, you know, she found out while she was in the snap, her mom had died. And her mom had actually made it through cancer. But while she was gone, she came back. Yeah. And of course, we saw Monica and her mom in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Younger. Mm-hmm. I agree. She's definitely a standout character. Honestly, it's hard for me to say. I mean, I honestly got to say, I mean, I really liked what they did with Wanda because, like I said, it was bold of them to go in this direction, give a superhero a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what happened in the comics, and I know Wanda has had several mental breakdowns where, of course, House of M being the most famous, but she's had several, you know, episodes like this where she's rewritten reality and things, but to do it in the films, in the universe of the films, and to go there and not absolve her of everything. Everybody's looking at her like, and Monica says, you know, they don't realize how much she sacrificed. She said, well, it doesn't matter. They still, and I mean, you can't blame them.
No.
I mean,
like, it's like, you know, like Dottie, who ended up being Sarah Porter.
Something. Yeah.
Anyway, Proctor. She's like, can you please just let her come out of her room? I just want to hold her.
Right.
You know.
And I mean, she literally had the kids like, she let him out at Halloween, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was another thing, you know, in the Halloween, which I love the Halloween episode, their costumes and that.
Yeah.
So it's great. She is, and it's kind of, you know, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, if Wanda ends up being this, a big bad in the MCU, stop and think, when was she... really, I mean, she had the heroic moment at the end of Age of Ultron
mm-hmm.
when, you know, Clint gave her the pep talk. Because if you come out of here, you are an Avenger, you know. And Hawkeye, you know, and then she come out and she was an Avenger. But then Pietro died.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, she, you know, obviously flipped out and just destroyed all the Ultrons around her. I mean, that's a good thing. But, you know, and then, you know, we saw in that brief scene at the end when Cap, you know, almost says Avengers Assemble with the new guys. Then the next time we saw her in Civil War, you know, she goofed up and blew up a building. Yeah, she's trying to save Cap, but she killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, that was a whole impetus of the Sokovia Accords. And so really, I mean, I like the character of Wanda and I like Elizabeth Olsen in the role and everything. She's great. But if you really think about it, Wanda's track record as a superhero, not so good. I mean, we, you know, you project of the comic book Wanda, but on film, Wanda's had a pretty dark career. I mean, she hasn't really had a real win, you know? Yeah. I mean, she helped turn against Ultron, but she helped him along. She got him to where he was.
And then
she realized what he was planning on genocide, and she backed out, you know? But so she's made some bad decisions. And failed a lot. So, I mean, it's really the making. I mean, is it really interesting to see where are they going to go with her? Mm-hmm. You know, because she goes completely to the dark side to get what she wants, then it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. I mean, this is how you build a character to go there and then you still sympathize with them, you know, have empathy for them. So it's really, I mean, I really think they did a fantastic job. I thought this whole show, all the cast was great, and Paul Bettany was great, and I mean the Vision had some downright just some of his lines and dialogue that he delivered.
Best line I have heard forever. What is grief but the perseverance of love?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and he delivered it expertly. But whoever wrote that should have took the rest of the day off.
The week, the month.
Take the week off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I was just like, oh, that's so true.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah. Well, what about like Danny had her kapow moment with Monica? Was there any other kapow moment?
I think I'm gonna change. I'm with Danny. I agree with Danny. I mean, I like the character of Wiccan and everything else, but you're right. You are exactly right.
I think Monica's definitely the breakout new character. Well, although technically she's in Captain Marvel, but the adult Monica is definitely the breakout character here. And you know, I mean, I enjoyed, like I said, the, you know, having Darcy. Although we did get our hopes up because when he called in this episode, we thought he said Clint. He said Cliff. So we all thought, me, Danny, and Andrew all thought Hawkeye might show up.
Oh.
Because he, you know, he's kind of her surrogate father figure in the Avengers in a way, you know. He's always looking out for her. And they had their little moment at the end of Endgame where they were talking about a lake and everything. So, you know, he's got kids and, you know, I mean, obviously she's a little older than his kids, but still. But I didn't miss him, you know, honestly. It
would have been nice.
It would have been nice, but then I kind of thought Doctor Strange might show up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, at the end when she's, you know, is she astral projecting, but she can do it better than Strange because she can move around and make tea while she's in there? Or is it some kind of weird, like she's already kind of splitting off this part of her so she can deal with what, you know, the Scarlet Witch is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like she's already done, she's got a pattern of doing that already. You know, is she, you know, I mean, she could very well be astral projecting, or could she be like, you know, while Wanda's over here making tea, Scarlet Witch can go learn how to do the Darkhold stuff. It's all like potentially world ending, you know? And I got to say too that, you know, this, them using the Darkhold, and, you know, they promised that Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is going to be like the MCU's like first horror film, you know. And, I mean, we got some horror, straight up horror elements in this one. I mean, you got Dead Vision. I mean, that was the shocker that everybody
dead
was like.
Dead Quicksilver.
Dead Quicksilver, yeah. We got Dead Quicksilver, you know.
The really creepy crap was when the witches got killed by Agatha, and then when Wanda brought them back.
Then when they were reanimated.
Yeah. I'm like, dang.
And I mean, Agatha did that to her own mom. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty wicked, too. I mean, the thing is, though, you know, in the comics, Agatha, you know, she might have been a little ambiguous here and there, but she was always, on the side of the angels, you know, with, helping raise Franklin and Franklin Richards and then her kids. And she was her mentor. So, but I mean, like you said, she can still come back and pick her brain. So, yeah, they really did a great, I think they did a good job. I mean, honestly, last week, I'm like, how are they going to wrap all this up?
Yeah.
Because they, you know, now they've introduced the White Vision, you know, and it's like, we had plenty to deal with before you introduced that. And, you know, but, you know, they wrapped up everything pretty well and set up. So the only thing that kind of leaves me wondering, where that envelope come from? Where did that note come? Who sent that? Was it Haywood? Was it Hayward or whatever? Hayward? Was it Agatha? Was it, I don't really think it was Vision. I guess it could have honestly been from Vision, you know, but why did he happen to live? I mean, that was Ralph's house that Agatha just, like, she moved in and lived in Ralph's house and then used
it. It happened to be next to the lot that Wanda was
so
in.
Did she follow her there? When did Agatha show up? That's what I want to know. That's another thing to think of. Did she follow her? When she created that, did she...
Well, remember, she says that when she's talking to Wanda. I saw this huge thing.
She basically felt the disturbance in the Force.
Yeah.
And came to it. Yeah, that makes sense. So...
I mean, that's... question's been answered.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it's still... The envelope thing still kind of, you know... Maybe I'm missing something where But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, all these episodes... I haven't had a chance to go back and rewatch them, so... But, it was great. I loved it. I'm going to miss it. I miss it already because we ain't going to get to watch it next week. And it was a great break, you know, every week. Of course, we got Falcon and Winter Soldier in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But it was a great break to just look forward to something and get into it. And I like the way that Disney Plus does that, where they don't drop it all at once.
Yeah.
Because if you drop it all at once, it's all blah, and it's all out there, and you can get it all spoiled.
That's the biggest thing, because people won't shut their daggum mouth.
Yeah, you can get it all spoiled, and then...
There's something to be said for savoring.
Right, exactly. So we got to savor every episode, and, you know, look forward to it to the next week. But you could still watch it when you wanted to, so you didn't have to, you know, watch it on regular TV or something like that. And I like the fact that the episodes were just like The Mandalorian. They were as long as they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they made the series as long as they needed it to be. Mm-hmm. They didn't drag it out. And, so it was great. That's my final. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would, honestly.
Me too.
I mean, I wanted to watch it. I was interested in it because it's MCU and I like those characters. But, I was honestly like, oh, man, I wish they'd done Falcon and Winter Soldier first, technically they were originally going to put it on first, but they didn't have it in the can, and they had Wanda, I think, pretty much in the can before COVID hit.
Gotcha.
So I think that's why
moved it around.
Yeah, I think they swapped them. Yeah. So, but any closing thoughts, Danny?
It was good.
Well, there you go.
It was good. It was as good as any of the movies.
I think so, too. Yeah. Better than some of the movies.
Mm-hmm. Thor Dark World. Oops, I said that out loud.
That's the Marvel calendar we got hanging on the wall right now. Yeah. We were like, oh. Although that movie's not bad, but it's just, you know, it doesn't live up quite
bland.
It doesn't live up quite to the rest of them. What about you, Cindy?
I mean, like you said, I'm going to miss it, and then, you know. I can't wait to see what happens with the characters later, because you know we're not finished with them.
No. And I mean, you know, I just wonder how much of the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is going to pick up on the actual plot threads of this. I mean, is the kid thing going to get resolved now and next time we see her? Is that going to be something that's going to drag on through several more movies? And, you know, but one thing I was going to say, you know, with the Darkhold and her and the horror elements, you know, they're doing a Blade movie. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got all these the dark hold was at the center of all these mystical things. And I know, you know, they had the dark hold and their version of Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but apparently that's not in the continuity of the MCU anymore. Right. So we're going to get, you know, it opens up the door for Ghost Rider and all sorts of supernatural stuff. So that's, you know, that's a whole nother way to go versus the cosmic side of stuff that we had in the first 20-some movies.
Right.
So that's cool. So very exciting. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you all enjoyed this. Sorry if it was rambly, but literally it's just us sitting down talking about it. No script, just having fun. It's the conversations we would have had anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just recording it. So be sure to check out all the other shows on the network. Thanks to our Patreons. Find out how you can support Firewire Podcast Network at patreon.com/FWPodcasts. And we'll see you around the network. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Supermates is a Franklin and Franken production in association with Bugaloo Enterprises Worldwide and is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. The characters and properties mentioned in this show are copyright their respective holders. Likewise, all audio clips are copyright their holders and no infringement is implied. So please don't sue my mommy and daddy. Emails can be sent to supermatespodcast@gmail.com.
Comments can be left at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook by searching for Supermates and FW Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter by using the hashtag FW Podcast.
Please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening to Supermates, the husband and wife geek cast.
What is grief, if not love persevering?